This public radio podcast is supported by the School of Graduate Studies at St. Cloud State University, offering more than 70 graduate programs and certificates. More information online at stcloudstate.edu.
Previously on Grammar Grader.
Oh, oh, oh. Who's next?
Hi, Santa.
Hello. What would you like for Christmas this year?
Answers.
About what, my dear?
Christmas. Namely, Christmas carols. What's a wassail?
What?
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, Letters to Santa, Part 2. This week on Grammar Grader, we demystify wassail, discover why figgy pudding was all the rage, and dig up some dirt on everyone's favorite snowman.
So you made me wait another whole week. I'm dying to know. What's a wassailing?
According to the Christmas Music Companion Factbook by Dale V. Nobman, the carol, Here We Come A-Wassailing, or caroling in some interpretations, originated in England in the 1600s. In the title of the song, wassailing is a verb, but wassail is both a verb and a noun. According to Webster's New Universal Unabridged Dictionary, to wassail means to drink to the health or success of, to toast. Wassail is also the drink used to make the toast. In this context, it's often pronounced wassail. It's spiced ale or mulled wine, and it's warm and delicious. So technically, it's possible to wassail with wassail.
So what do wassailers want with pudding if they're drinking and toasting? Like it says in We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
According to Beth Allen and Susan Westmoreland, authors of Good Housekeeping's Great American Classics Cookbook, figgy pudding is the heavy cake or bread pudding rather than the smooth or creamy variety. And as they write, traditional Christmas puddings are often spiked with brandy, rum, or wine. Our modern idea of caroling is much different than the role played by roving bands of musicians called waits. In her book, The Spirit of Christmas, A History of Our Best-Loved Carols, author Virginia Reynolds writes,
in many towns, the waits played the role of town criers, singing the hours of the day and reporting local happenings. Christmas time kept them especially busy. As they strolled through the snowy streets, they told the story of the Nativity in song. Townspeople would show their appreciation by giving the singers money or food. After imparting their good wishes, the wait singers felt entitled to ask for some figgy pudding.
Okay, last one. Why in the world would Frosty go thumpity-thump-thump? He's made of snow. Snow doesn't thump.
This is the part of the episode where it might be time to put the kids to bed. Our story takes a turn for the commercial and greedy here. According to The History of the Snowman by Bob Eckstein, Frosty was the product of two songwriters in the late 1940s, Steve Nelson and Jack Rollins, who wanted to cash in on the success of holiday songs sung by popular recording artists. Gene Autry had just sold 2 million copies of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The story gets even more cynical. Eckstein writes,
Frosty, from the tune, resembles a snowman in a children's book that preceded the famous song by 5 years. Snowy the Traveling Snowman, written by Ruth Berman in 1944, was about a magical singing snowman who also danced and played with children and, like Frosty, had coal for eyes, wore a high silk black hat, and smoked a pipe. A passage from this rare Snowy book declared, the snowman came bumpity-bump down the hill. The last line from Frosty, the song, concludes, thumpity-thump-thump over the hills of snow. Without question, thumpity-thump-thump sounds like what someone who really likes bumpity-bump-bump but can't use that exact phrase, would use.
Bump, 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 baby. Bump, bump, bump.
So let me get this straight. It's a docked tail, plain old blackbirds, some sort of boozy fruitcakey pudding, and a snowman who's nothing more than crass, commercialized plagiarism.
I'm afraid so.
Santa, you got any wassail?
How about High School Musical 3 instead?
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the Christmas Music Companion Factbook by Dale V. Nobman, Webster's New Universal Unabridged Dictionary, The Good Housekeeping Great American Classics Cookbook by Beth Allen and Susan Westmoreland, The Spirit of Christmas, A History of Our Best-Loved Carols by Virginia Reynolds, and The History of the Snowman by Bob Eckstein. All of these books can be found at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey and Jackie Fuller. Our producers are Brett Baldwin and Jen Houck. Our executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening.